circle in search of the survivors of the Datois expedition. And meanwhile, he was enjoying a long furlough. Philippe spoiled Raoul. He took advantage of the young man's leave of absence to show him Paris with all its luxurious and artistic delights. He took him with him wherever he went. He even introduced him to the foyer of the ballet. On that evening, Philippe, after applauding Christine Daae, turned to Raoul and saw that he was quite pale. "Didn't you see," said Raoul, that the woman's fainting?" "You look like fainting yourself," said the Count. "What's the matter?" But Raoul had recovered himself and was standing up. "Let's go and see," he said. "She never sang like that before." The Count gave his brother a curious, smiling glance and seemed quite pleased. They reached the stage and pushed through the crowd of gentlemen, scene shifters, extras and chorus girls, Raoul leading the way, feeling that his heart no longer belonged to him, his face set with passion, while Comte Philippe followed him with difficulty and continued to smile. The Comte was surprised to find that Raoul knew the way. He had never taken him to Christine's himself and came to the conclusion that Raoul must have gone there alone, while the Comte stayed talking in the foyer with Sorelli, who often asked him to wait until it was her time to go on. Postponing his usual visit to Sorelli for a few minutes, the Count followed his brother down the passage that led to Daae's dressing room and saw that it had never been so crammed. The girl had not yet come to, and the doctor had just arrived at the moment when Raoul entered. Raoul suggested that the crowded room should be cleared. So everyone was sent away, except Raoul and the maid, who looked at Raoul with eyes of the most undisguised astonishment. She had never seen him before, and yet dared not question him. And the doctor imagined that the young man was only acting as he did because he had the right to. The Comte de Chagny, who was one of those standing outside, laughed. "Oh, the rogue, the rogue!" And he added under his breath, "So he's a Chagny after all." Meanwhile, Christine Daae uttered a deep sigh, which was answered by a groan. She turned her head, saw Raoul, and started. She looked at the doctor, on whom she bestowed a smile, then at her maid, then at Raoul again. "Oh, monsieur," she said in a voice not much above a whisper. "Who are you?" "Mademoiselle," replied the young man, kneeling on one knee and pressing a fervent kiss on the diva's hand. "I am the little boy who went into the sea to rescue your scarf." Christine again looked at the doctor and the maid, and all three began to laugh. Raoul turned very red and stood up.